ओम ज्ञानति श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। We don't really know what we are part of. Somehow or other, we became part of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. And we have some idea, but it is very incomplete. We do not understand at all the full depth of this movement or what's really transpiring. Simply, we don't see reality as it is. We're still covered by illusion, but the veil of ignorance has been lifted a little bit. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter once that connection has been firmly established. The essence is that we make a firm connection. Therefore, we take vows. Therefore, we are in a community. Therefore, there are functions, somewhat ritualistic, like this evening. But all these things, they bind us, and all these things are binding us to the shelter of this movement and connect us to the mercy. And that's truly all that is required. It's very significant that Srila Prabhupada spoke mostly about going back to Godhead, not so much about Krishna praying and the intricacies thereof, but about going back to Godhead, knowing well that once we go back to Godhead, that all the intricacies of Krishna praying will automatically be there. So, we are part of something most extraordinary, and but as I said, we don't fully appreciate, and therefore we don't fully apply ourselves. And the time is moving along. It's like just yesterday, a devotee named Nanda Kumar stepped out of the restaurant, and once he was a pillar in this temple, living in this temple. Now, the current devotee don't know who he is. No idea. Time has moved along. Some have come, some have gone, but one can't really go. We should not just play with this movement. Right? We should not just be there and drag our feet, do other things. There's so many things to do. It's not so many things to do. This movement is what is there to do, nothing else. To be part of it, to somehow or other embody it. As Prabhupada said, Amaya Nachate, Nacho, Nacho, Nacho Ami. The Katira Putali, Prabhupada speaks about the wooden doll, he calls it the wooden doll, the marionette, which is dancing in the hands of the puppeteer. Make me dance, he says. So this metaphor of the wooden doll or the marionette is found in the writings of our acharyas. It's found in the writings of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. It is found even earlier in the writings of Kavi Karnapur. So in this way, that's what it is. Let us just use our energy in Lord Chaitanya's service, in Prabhupada's movement somehow. This evening was filled with a lot of creativity. A lot of people did different things, sang songs, played guitar, dance, drama, all these things. So it's not stereotype. The offerings were also not stereotype, especially my brother from the other mother. He's got away with words. But it's true. He is my brother. And human bonds are important. That we know each other, that we appreciate each other as human beings. Prabhupada was very human. If Prabhupada would have been only superhuman, he would not have been the one he was. He would not have been the leader of the world. Prabhupada was able to bring that superhuman platform of being right there in the spiritual world, in the most intimate pastimes. He was able to bring that spirit down to earth, right here, and just be kind and loving in ordinary dealings. One must bring his exalted Krishna consciousness down. It's not enough to reach up to Krishna. That's not enough to be a great example. It's not enough to have great knowledge. It's not enough to chant the most rounds. It's not enough if one cannot bring it down to the relationships with people, if it doesn't reflect on the human platform, because that's where we start, that's where we are. So, this morning I said I come here to Cape Town because I have friends in Cape Town. That is very nice. These human bonds we need. But then, it must translate into something for Krishna, otherwise wasting time. So, an evening like this, yes, it should translate somewhere in more commitment to pleasing Krishna in a bigger endeavor. Otherwise, why have the whole circus? Otherwise, why such an ordeal? I always hated birthdays, to confess. You know, we had like potato on the spoon races. Who invents such things? I hated it. Jumping around in a bag, you know, with your friends. oh my gosh, you know, do that, do these things, please, no, I had to. Anyway, so nothing has changed. It's still potato races and jumping in the sack. What to say? But all these things, when they lead to an increase in Krishna's pleasure, oh, then let's race with these potatoes. Let's go. Let's jump in our sacks. All these things, let us do all these rituals. It's like in an institution, everything becomes formalized. You sit there, you get formal designation, guru, you get formal seat, guru plate, guru cup, guru spoon, guru shoes, guru bed, you know, and so on. That's all institution. And it can be used. Right? It can be used. And I pray that it will be used. Because for me, it's an austerity. Yeah. To do that. I'd rather just operate on the human platform. But sometimes we do operate on this this more ritualistic platform. But I hope it will increase the chanting of the holy name. I hope it will deepen the chanting of the holy name. I hope that this function will increase the compassion that we are trying to extend towards others. From the heart and in our actions, I hope that we'll do something to bring Krishna consciousness to others with all our talents. That we take it out, you know, all these artists here. It's amazing how much talent there is in this temple, really, if you think about it. Super good musicians, artists, you know, someone's making like a tulsi plant on the wall, whatever it's called. What do you call that stuff? Stucco? What do you call it? You call it something.
It's a fresco.
Fresco, there you go. Fresco. Italian culture, Italian tulsi on the wall. It means so many talents, right? Dance, music. I mean, we can make a big show. We're ready. You know, it's an all-star cast. Yeah. Just take it as it is and put it right there in the middle of the mall, and just book it, have your stage, and have the whole thing, and you know, bring around, and yeah, get a bigger public, a bigger audience. Why not? It's good enough. Like this, with all the talent, with all the intelligence that we have, with all the resources, let's do something bold, according to our inspiration. Let's do something creative. And if we do, to bring Krishna consciousness to others, there will be tremendous results. Holy name, Srila Prabhupada's books, prasadam, will always be in the center of our activities. That is the substance of our preaching. But the ways that we present it, if we use our creativity, it becomes exciting for us, and that excitement will also attract others. So that's what I hope. I mean, you know, today, 64, it's getting old, huh? You think about it. God, 64, you know. I'm an old, anyway. I'll let Sita Ram say the word.
No, I won't call you an old fart.
I know he would say. He would. But it's true. Oh, it goes that way. So what I do, so I'd like to make good use of my time, and my desire is that you make good use of your time. Making good use of your time. And not just to go back to Godhead. Yeah. What a boring thing. If we're just going to all spend our time going back to Godhead. And what are you doing? I'm on the way. I'm trying to go back to Godhead. Gosh, yeah. Is there anything more exciting you can talk about? Of course we're going to go back to Godhead. Let's do something to create an incredible transcendental energy in the world. Yeah. I mean, look at that camera. This man is good. Let's do something. Yeah. Let's create some fire pictures. I mean, yeah. You've got more degrees in this room than, you know, than I've got to my name, that's for sure. So all these abilities, all that put together, certainly people are attracted by glamour, but there's no substance. The whole world, no substance, only glamour. But we can do both. We can give substance and then with a wonderful presentation. And if we do that, we'll have so much fun. And that's what Krishna consciousness is meant to be. It's meant to be a lot of fun. Not dry, not just duty, heavy duty. And we can make it so dry, like a church, I don't have really much of a church tradition, but in my neighborhood, not so far, there were different churches, and they took me to one Protestant church, and they had chairs with these straw seats, which is made of four triangles, which are in a point. And I always wondered, the shape, the human shape is round. Why are the chairs point shaped? It's extremely uncomfortable. It must be some sort of part of the ritual. And it must be something, some purification in these chairs. It was for me an emblem of how dry the whole thing was. Very dry. So, let's have some fun. And by giving the mercy to others, there's a lot of juice there. And so let us have some more events. Just like Jyoti Moya organized that little bus event here, you know, double-decker bus, we're all on a party bus, and having this kirtan, and it was fun. It was really fun, I must say. I overexhausted myself, but I enjoyed it also. It was... I mean, we had fun there, and the whole city saw it, you know. Everyone saw the Haris having fun. And that's what will do it. People have to see that. Prabhupada said, preaching is very easy. Just show people how happy you are. So let us do that. Okay, I think I thank you all for your words of appreciation from my side. A lot of appreciation for all of you. I'm impressed that Joe Tiamoya has been temple president for 9 years already. And yeah, that's a long time. And I think that it has done Cape Town very, very good. And I'm glad that I'm part of this community in a way, and hope to continue. And see you next time. All right.